This man's passport was on the Malaysia Airlines flight, but he was not. Luigi Maraldi reported his passport stolen 2 years ago. The information went into an international database of 40 million stolen or lost passports monitored by Interpol. But the database was not checked before the Malaysian Airlines flight took off and then disappeared on Saturday. In fact, Interpol says passengers worldwide last year were able to board planes 1 billion times without having their passports checked against the database. Congressman Adam Schiff is a senior member of the House Intelligence Committee.
The fact that having two people traveling with fake passports on a flight of this size is not uncommon, according to Interpol, reveals a glaring hole in our security.
Two stolen passports and other unknowns are why CIA Director John Brennan has not ruled out terrorism.
Were the individuals with these stolen passports in any way involved?
The database is available to Interpol's 190 member countries and will be accessible to others. The United States is one of the largest contributors, with 3 million records, and does not permit flights to enter or leave the U.S. without checking it. But Sean Dre, Interpol's Washington director, told VOA in this exclusive interview the database gets limited use from most other countries.
Sometimes overclassification can get in the way. Sometimes diplomacy can be an issue. Between countries, political issues can come up. But if you take a look at Interpol and its services that it provides, it's just going to be a matter of increasing those services and doing what we already do. And we'll just do it better and we'll do more of it.
Aviation consultant Vahid Montevalli, speaking via Skype, says the size of the database is a problem.
Sometimes passports are reported as stolen. Maybe they're lost and they may be found. But there is cost and time involved in all of that. And that's perhaps the reason why it's not as widely used.
The Interpol database was created in 2002 after the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the United States. It was hoped that the database would help prevent future attacks. But as CIA Director Brennan says, there are too many curious anomalies to know what really happened to Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News, Washington.